And welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, May 23rd. I'm Dan Loney. This time, what do gas prices look like this summer? And your credit card has a deadline. And they do mean deadline. Those stories and more as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
With Memorial Day weekend upon us, many Americans will be taking a trip somewhere for the long weekend, whether that be to a beach or a lake or an amusement park. But that also means more driving to get where you want to go. So what are the gasoline prices going to look like this summer? Expect them to stay fairly high. Because of the harsh winter, refineries were a bit slower in producing the gasoline. That according to TheStreet.com economics analyst Joe Doe.
As the refiners are going to start meeting demand needs, and prices should probably move a little bit lower headed into June, July, and August.
So with prices pretty much locked into where they are now, you need to find ways to save on gasoline. Start with driving the speed limit and take things out of your car that might weigh you down.
So if you've got your golf clubs or a toolbox sitting in the back of your car that you don't really need it for anything, you know, it's important to take it out because it does add up.
And even with the shale boom coming onto the scene, even that won't help gasoline prices since oil remains in the neighborhood of $100 a barrel. As we continue, we'll talk about credit card deadlines.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
In the latest edition of the Credit Minute, Adam Levin of Credit.com explains why the due date on your credit card is a deadline, not a guideline.
The first rule of credit is to always make timely payments, since this is the biggest factor affecting your credit scores. Here's what happens when you pay late. If you fail to pay your bill within 30 days, you'll be reported as late to one or more credit bureaus. You'll be assessed a late fee. The negative information will remain on your credit report for 7 years. In addition to facing higher interest rates on future purchases from that credit card company, you run the risk of paying higher rates and having your application rejected when you apply for other credit products. If you're the forgetful type, consider setting up automatic notifications either by text or email or automatic debits from your bank. And every once in a while, you may be able to call your credit card issuer and get a late payment fee waived. While paying on time isn't the only factor creditors look at when considering you for a loan, it's a big one. I'm Adam Levin. Come visit us at credit.com and learn how to take control of your credit.
And that's it for this time. Thanks for joining us. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Dan Loney at the Wall Street Journal.